Making America Smart Again. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger. Are you tired of your boss stealing from your paycheck to send to a government that's writing checks its body can't cash? It's the government's worst nightmare. Dave Krieger.
It's amazing all the things that have happened just since J20. On J20 at noon, Trump got sworn in, and already all hell has broken loose in America. If you're an illegal alien and you have a criminal record, you're probably one of the ones that's freaking out. Aren't you glad that Colombia finally backpedaled and said, okay, we'll take the criminals back? I mean, I could just see, you know, as long as we're talking about the criminal element, we're talking about what, you know, ICE, baby. Yeah. ICE is out there arresting a child rapist, a killer MS-13 gang member, and more, a cocaine and fentanyl-carrying Honduran. 50 Trendaragua members at a makeshift nightclub in Denver. Yeah, this makeshift nightclub, man. All members of Trendaragua. Now, you can imagine all these people that get arrested, and Colombia says, no, we're not taking them back. Well, tell you what, you're talking about extremes here. For the last 4 years, up until J20, till Trump took office, we've been living through hell, wondering when we're going to have one of these illegals banging on our door, kidnapping our kids, raping our wives, whatever the case may be. We're wondering, how's it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Do we need to arm ourselves? Do we need to stay locked in our house because we're afraid to go out? Because some Trendaragua gang member? And then you got the mayor of Denver, of course. He wants to protect all of those people and just let them run wild and commit crime in the city and whatnot. Just make a name for themselves. Well, this is what the left does, folks. You know that already. So now you have the extreme left running amok for the last 4 years up until J20. And now we got the extreme right. Because that's exactly what's happening. Those 1,500 federal inmates that all identify as women, but they're really men. Women with a you-know-what. What do they call them? Chicks with dicks? I mean, come on. What are they? You know, they're a little confused in my book. It's what, you know, the Word of God says otherwise. It says not to do stupid stuff like that. God gave you a sound mind. Well, apparently not everybody's got a sound mind in America. You know, it makes me wonder about Sheriff Grady Judd, because guess what he did also? He opposed the Trump pardons of January 6th insurrectionists, and he tells deputies, I have your back. Well, just remember, you know, after being turned down for an interview, I have now come to the conclusion that Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida, has never met a camera he doesn't like. That's almost like Pelosi. You know, and he says, we have a different attitude here. One of the most well-known sheriffs in Florida is letting his officers know he's got their backs against people recently pardoned by President Donald Trump. What in hell is going on here, Grady? Really? Should we call you sheriff? You're not a constitutional sheriff, because if you were, I mean, you're just a bully is what it looks like. I mean, he thinks President messed up by letting him get out. Give him a get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, not all of them got get-out-of-jail-free cards, Sheriff. And he's sitting there, you're not only Polk County's deputies, you're my deputies, and if you think we're going to let these 1,500 people come down here and commit crimes, well, you got another guest. These people that got rounded up were people that were upset with the way the vote went, Grady Judd. You're lucky you even got elected to your position. And is the reason you got elected in Florida because you're a frickin' bully? I am a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, Sheriff Judd. I got a real problem when you come out and make comments like that. Really, sheriffs, you need to just run the country and shut your frickin' mouth and stop with this nonsense. You know, you didn't say anything about what Biden was doing, letting all these illegals into your county. Oh, it's okay for him to do that. You seem to have a problem with everything. As long as it, you know, goes against your policy, Sheriff Judd. I got a real problem with that. Almost as bad as ATF, breaking into people's homes. I mean, this is getting nutty. So, you know, we're rounding up. And I mean, it's a good thing that I wasn't president, because I'll tell you what, if I said I'm going to send a couple of plane loads of criminal element back to Colombia and the Colombian president says we won't take them, we won't let you land, I would have opened up the back door and shoved every one of those illegal criminals out of the airplane and let them land on the president's front lawn. Maybe that would send him a frickin' message. That's what I got a problem with. Now, all of a sudden, since we're going to impose tariffs on Colombia, oh, okay, we'll take them. We'll take them back. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but we'll take them back. I mean, this is really nutty. And then, of course, the lab leak. Oh, the conspiracy is officially a reality because the CIA said so. The CIA now favors the lab leak theory to explain COVID's origins. This is according to CIA's new director, John Ratcliffe, who used to be part of Congress, right? He now says that, yeah, it was a lab leak. It was deliberate. It was a lab leak, and the CIA said so. Now, I'm the new head of the CIA, and now I'm going to put a report out and makes it look like I'm doing something. And you know what's also interesting? I started reading this morning. I was up rather early. Kat Stansel in News with Views wrote a little article about Secretary Marco Rubio. He was the first confirmation for a reason, pledging decisions to make America safer and more prosperous. He was the first of Trump's appointments to be confirmed, and the vote was 99-0 in favor, which could be a bad sign. How do we know that Rubio is not deep state, or he doesn't bow to deep state? How do we know that? Trump is far from being a clueless man. Trump referred to him as Little Marco when they were campaign adversaries. Now, all of a sudden, somebody put him out there on the table and says, oh, you need to get Marco Rubio. You see, here's what happens. Rubio voted for the FISA 702 renewal, which permitted FBI to attack private citizens in their homes for federally imagined offenses. You see, that was all part of the past DOJ. See, and you notice how they're dragging all the nominations out for Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and everybody? They can't have those people in power yet. Who do you think's running the DOJ right now still? I mean, Bondi hasn't been appointed yet to take over, and they're giving her a hard time. I mean, this is about, you know, and I wonder, J.D. Vance, why did you go on CBS News and talk to Margaret Brennan? Why did you give her the time of day? Because you think that it's the mainstream left that watches CBS News. And you get on there and you let Margaret Brennan jump your case. Well, this country was founded by immigrants. Yeah. But just because we were founded by immigrants doesn't mean that 240 years later we have the dumbest immigration policy in the world. Yeah, put Margaret Brennan in her place. Well, what do you expect Margaret Brennan's going to say, for crying out loud? This is what Margaret Brennan does. That's why things are the way they are. This is why there is such a mess, and people think, oh, Donald, who are you nominating? Who are you nominating? You got to be careful who you're nominating, because these people may stab you in the back. You'll end up firing and replacing the secretary of whatever, you know, if these people all of a sudden turn out. I mean, it's bad enough. And we're going to be talking to retired Captain Douglas Ernest here at the bottom of the hour about Pete Hegseth's barely making it in nomination. You know, all they wanted to do, the senators wanted to do, was pick on him. It's typical. I mean, everybody says Pete Hegseth. It's kind of like Ronald Reagan. You know, he was from the media. And Pete Hegseth came out of Fox News. Now, he's also a major. He also served tours overseas. He's like Tulsi, military. In this case, he's ex-military. You know, oh, you just wait till, I mean, they're dragging Tulsi's nomination out. They must really hate her. They're really dragging her confirmation hearings out. I mean, this is just nutty. TikTok, by the way, is hanging in the balance. There is a possibility that Oracle, you know, Larry Ellison, that one that came out there said AIAIAIO. Ellison is possibly going to be bought out by Oracle, but they're going to let ByteDance have a little bit of minority share stake in TikTok. Yeah, they're going to try to keep China out of the data, but hey, what do they say about the barn doors are already open and the horses are out? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, folks. Oh, I know a lot of people have tried. It's messy. You know, using a large syringe and trying to, you know, here's another sad state of affairs too, is what the Fed is doing. Because see, this is all part of the left game. Because the Fed is not going to lower interest rates, because according to a lot of investors out there in the know, it would fuel inflation. And of course, you know, they gotta be in total control. They're not gonna let Trump tell them what to do. Nah, I don't think that's gonna happen. But what is gonna happen in the housing market is even scarier than that. We'll be back with more after these words. Stay with us. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, we're back in the saddle at 18 after the hour. About 12 minutes away from dialing up retired Captain Douglas Ernst to talk about that Hegseth nomination and other little tidbits of information you want to know about ex-military and how they think. And see, a lot of the people, you know, we've got some folks that have done, you know, worse damage. We have people out there. As a matter of fact, I appreciate all of our listeners out there sending me stuff. It helps when you get folks out there that are paying attention to what's going on. Apparently, there is a Master Sergeant retired Jeremy Brown who made a public statement at approximately 12 p.m. today, January 21st, 2025. I was told by guards I was being released. I was taken with other J-6ers to be out to be processed. After 2 hours, having already called my mom and girlfriend, who were already outside the jail waiting, I was pulled aside and told I was not being released because of my conviction as a result of the government's illegal search warrant and framing me. I was turned back by the U.S. Marshals because of that Florida case. I had to recall my mom, who broke down in tears, apologizing to me as if it were her fault. I'm now back in my original cell, minus 5 months of my stuff, which was left behind to be scavenged. Back to zero. So close, but yet so far, as I told Laura Logan, I'll be in here as long as the American people leave me here. Please do not leave me here by allowing this to stand, the oppresso liber. Interesting. Well, you know, I thought a pardon was a pardon. And apparently, you know, they're not paying attention. And I think until Pam Bondi gets in the driver's seat, again, they're going to, this is what the Democrats are going to do. We have the extreme left out there doing all the things the extreme left does, fighting the extreme right. I mean, this extreme left is filing lawsuits. The extreme right is pushing back and we're all caught in the middle. Isn't that wonderful? And then, of course, you have the mindset of Americans that are really troubled by all of this. A 57-year-old man died at the hands of his landlord in Miami-Dade, Florida, shot to death during an argument involving a thermostat. Oh, my. 37-year-old Adam Lewis Anson was charged with second-degree murder and burglary with assault or armed battery in Carlos Alberto Gonzalez's death. So they get in a pissing contest over a thermostat. Anson reportedly attempted to gain access to an attached efficiency apartment located on the east side of his home while armed with a semi-automatic pistol. He was trying to get inside the apartment to adjust the hallway thermostat. Gonzalez opened the door, at which Anson allegedly forced himself inside and began to punch him unprovoked. Gee, I wonder if he didn't pay the rent. Wonder if he suspected that Gonzalez was an illegal immigrant. Heck, I don't know what happened down there. They don't tell you the whole story. So the guy's in the correctional center right now, the landlord. I mean, are we that nutty that we have to go in and do stuff like that? Is that what how this country's become? We just, you know, you got to wonder, Sheriff Judd, about people in your own county. Seriously. I don't think you have to worry too much about people, you know, because we're understanding. You remember the statement I just told you about Jeremy Brown? Apparently he's missing. So, you know, we're all wondering, is the pardon supposed to be a pardon, or are they going to, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to actually turn inward and start, I mean, when you have a J6 defendant after he's been pardoned, rearrested, you know, Daniel Ball, same thing. How's that work? He's a Florida resident, two-time convicted felon with prior convictions for domestic violence, battery by strangulation. Warrant was signed on August 6th of last year, but not executed until this week. So he was arrested January 6th, May 2nd, 2023. Basically part of the unconditional pardons to people convicted of crimes, quote, related to events that occurred at or near the U.S. Capitol on J6, 2021. All right, well, now this guy had other situations that needed to be addressed. And so, of course, Ball's lawyers think the new case should be dismissed under the pardon. You see, there's a whole bunch of sticky wickets here that have to get fixed. Maybe this is what Sheriff Grady Judd was worried about, was all these people, these lawbreakers coming into his county. You know, is he the only sheriff in Florida that's worried about that and not worried about Lake and Riley and people like that and you know, illegal immigrants in his county? How does this work? So, yeah. All right, I want to talk about the housing market. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, this is the thing about Brown. We were talking about Jeremy Brown. According to Revolver News, he's missing. They don't quite know where he is. According to Revolver News, he's a decorated veteran who spent 20 years in Army Special Forces. He was the one that got pardoned from an 87-month sentence in federal prison. So, you know, the thing about the government convicting him of possessing illegal guns, explosives, and all that good stuff, you know, apparently they don't think that that has anything to do with the pardon, and so they, you know, locked him up. So, let's see what's happening else here. The Daily Signal, which is run by the Heritage Foundation, which is run by the Tavistock Institute over in London, which is part of the woke establishment. And we talked about, and you heard about, the LGBTQ. For those of you who can't keep that acronym straight, just think, let's get Biden to quit. Well, that didn't happen. But, of course, Target, they're still woke. They have rejected the idea of Trump's getting rid of LGBTQ and DEI. They kind of go hand in hand. So Target now has a bullseye on its back, and I think the notion is that all the MAGA supporters and conservative folk need to not support Target anymore and send them a message just like we did to Bud Light. Well, isn't that wonderful? You see how this works? It doesn't take much of looking at the news cycles to see exactly what's going on here. The left is now doing a turnabout, and they're attacking the right. Because, see, the whole time that Biden was in office, all the right attacked Biden. And now it's the left's turn to attack Trump. Even if Trump may be doing the right thing in many instances, the real problem is that it's happening. And apparently a lot more than just the MAGA and the conservative folk like it. In fact, because of the tours that Trump took to California and North Carolina, and meeting with all these folks and chewing on L.A. Mayor Karen Bass's butt during the press conference, Trump says he plans to overhaul or eliminate FEMA in an executive order. That's a government agency, folks. It's wasteful. He says the states should basically be the ones doing this. They should be the ones. We need to give them the money and let them implement it rather than letting all these little libtards in FEMA running all over the place. You remember the stories that came out about FEMA, right? They were going around, if you had a Trump sign on your lawn, they skipped your house. So you didn't get disaster relief. If you had a Trump sign or a Trump flag or whatever out in front. FEMA stated nearly 13,000 survivor households in western North Carolina have used this FEMA program. Kind of crazy out there because, you know, apparently it's not enough. You know, this like $700 one-time payment. This is not going to help much. Not going to fix anything. These people have property taxes they have to pay because Buncombe County and other surrounding counties in North Carolina and the western part of the state are demanding that they get paid their property taxes despite the fact that their properties were wiped out by Helene. Well, that's government for you. A group of seven who allegedly sought to steal hundreds of millions of dollars in the largest COVID-19 tax credit scheme. The scheme here, they falsely claimed pandemic-era benefits were charged, yeah, all of these seven were charged by the DOJ. An indictment unsealed in New York charged the seven people with operating a multi-state conspiracy in which they attempted to defraud the U.S. of more than $600 million by filing more than 8,000 false tax returns claiming COVID-19-related employment tax credits. Well, you really get away with that, at least you thought. And then, of course, they named all the people, the seven. Keith Williams, Jamari Lewis, Maurice Dix, Janine Davis, Tiffany Williams, James Hames Jr., and Awendra Mathurin, all of whom are either current or former residents of New York. Gee, I'm surprised they didn't give him James Earl Ray or a John Wilkes Booth. I'm surprised they didn't name him three times over like they do when they demonize everybody else. Trump also says he's done an immediate hiring freeze of new IRS agents. And like I said before, he was talking about these armed IRS agents, about turning them loose on the border, on the southern border. Send them down there. He's still maintaining he's going to do that. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could just flush all those 88,000 IRS agents Biden hired? Just get rid of them. Send them to the border. Then they might quit. You never know. Got a lot more to talk about from a military perspective when retired Captain Douglas Ernest joins us after the bottom of the hour news break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Back at the news break, we have a guest on now. He is the author of The Spirit of a True Patriot, the inspiring story of retired Captain Douglas J. Ernest. Welcome, sir, and again, thank you for your service.
Well, greatly appreciate you having me on to let me voice my perspective.
Well, I'll tell you what, the book, I always ask, the writers of these books what inspired them to write the book in the first place. I mean, obviously, do you share war stories in here? What's the book all about? So people can, perk up the ears and then we'll let them know where they can go buy it.
The Spirit of a True Patriot. My book is about my journey of a infantryman, armorman, 17-year-old kid that left for the army as a, infantry person that was going to get some college money and then later was transformed into a patriot after serving in the Saudi Arabian Gulf War. And my trials and tribulations just give homage to the people and the human American spirit that you can overcome many, many challenges with hard work, dedication, and some principles that are taught in the military. And later, you know, after 20 years of service, I was able to retire from the military and then start a small Corvette dealership, which later turned into be the largest Corvette dealership in the Southwest. So the book, The Spirit of a True Patriot, it just allows people to understand the tribulations and trials that these service members take on when they enlist in the military, and then all the benefits and the things you can learn in the military that you can use in real life to not only be successful, but to have a healthy, happy life that encompasses being a long living a patriot and someone that's respected in their community, helps their fellow sisters and brothers, and has a great family life that you can be proud of.
Well, I love that. And now your Corvette dealership is in Dallas area, is that right?
Yes, sir. My name of our business is CorvetteWarehouse.com, and we're the largest Corvette dealer in the South. And right now, I believe we're actually the largest Corvette dealer in the country right now, because a couple of them have closed during the economic downturn of the Biden administration. So, you know, we're hanging on for dear life over the last few years, but we know that good times are ahead. So if your viewers want to check out CorvetteWarehouse.com, all our Corvettes are on there. There's also the story about the book and the opportunity to click away and buy the book there under Meet the Owner.
Oh, well, there you go. So you go to CorvetteWarehouse.com. I love these shameless plugs, don't you? Patriot to car dealer, I love it. So, I mean, are Corvettes really selling like hotcakes or not? I mean, is it just a kind of a slow, steady thing of people coming in and falling in love with the car? I mean, you carrying classics or are you basically carrying all the latest models?
We carry everything, but you know, things were actually cooking pretty good, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years ago. But after, you know, not to disparage Joe Biden, you know, getting started on the program, the last 3 or 4 years have been the most tumultuous times of our business in my entire career. You know, people's discretionary income has dried up significantly. And just now we've seen the spigot turn back on. And we know that because President Trump came in, Americans' confidence is slowly coming back, but the last 4 years have been, you know, some of the worst times of my business. Our losses are tremendous, and many of my colleagues that are in this business have actually gone out of business because the market is so challenging to conduct business in. But we're optimistic things have already turned and that good times are ahead because we had somebody in charge of our country that can lead us now to prosperity and do what's right for the American people instead of giving away the kitchen sink to the rest of the world.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I mean, I was just, you know, commenting about Grady Judd being very much against Trump's releasing all these people from J6. And I'm like, most of these people were just mad because they thought the election was stolen. And now that Trump's in the driver's seat, he's telling everybody this is what he was telling them before, that they accused him of saying, oh, you're just out there telling everybody that the election was stolen. You shouldn't be doing stuff like that because it diminishes Biden and we're going to come after you. And, yeah, well, so now we're the focus here is Pete Hegseth. Now, here's a guy that was a morning guy, an occasional commentator on Gutfeld and various other things, Fox News. Fox, to me, is part of the mainstream media, but now the Senate goes in last week Friday confirming Hegseth for Secretary of Defense, but the problem was everybody voted the party line after they beat him up on camera for sexual misconduct allegations, alcohol abuse, inexperience to attain one of the country's most crucial positions, and Vance is the one who broke the 50-50 tie, as opposed to Marco Rubio, who got voted in right away, 99-0. And so, you know, as I was talking to you before the break, it makes me wonder not whether Rubio's really connected to deep state and Hegseth. They gave him a harder time than they did Marco Rubio. I mean, you hardly heard much about his confirmation, but Hegseth, boy, they made a, tried to make an example out of him. And the thing is that Hegseth seems to, being a former serviceman, with tours in Afghanistan and whatnot. I mean, you're looking at people that are an officer like yourself, and he is now a civilian, and that is supposed to be who sits in that seat as Secretary of Defense. I mean, am I right so far?
You know, absolutely. You know, it's just Marco Rubio. You know, I'm a big fan of myself, but he's just more of the establishment and the traditional, you know, sense of what you consider a career politician. Now, not everybody that President Trump picks is going to be the quintessential game changer, 100%, never been a, you know, a government official before. Sometimes he's got to have people that actually work for the government in his business administration, or he's never going to get anything done. So, you know, Marco Rubio was a great pick. As you can see, yesterday we had the first challenge from Marco Rubio come up when we had the president of Colombia pretty much just talk trash and talk disrespectful to the president of the United States on social media when the president had told him to take back his people. And Marco Rubio stepped up within, I think, about 10 minutes of that happening and started issuing changes to the visas of Colombia and put out his support by the from the secretary immediately when President Trump needed it. So obviously, Rubio being very connected to government in this sense, I believe it's a positive for the American people, and it's going to help get the job done for the American people, not for the politicians.
Yeah, well, like I said, what is it? Well, you graduated from TCU. You're one of the Horned Frog alumni with a bachelor's degree in finance and real estate. And hey, who says that you can't come out of the service and actually be a productive businessman? Folks, I mean, this is one of the stories that you got to love it. And that's one of the reasons why I encourage you to go get the book CorvetteWarehouse.com. I got that right. So this thing about the 50-50 tie and voting party line and blasting him. I mean, was it all about his just, you know, doing, I mean, you remember what Pam Bondi did? And she got up there and she started getting into Alex Padilla's case about him just trying to put words in her mouth and butting in and interrupting. I mean, they pretty much did the same thing times 10 with Pete Hegseth, did they not? I'm sure you watched the hearings.
You know, I was actually very, very privileged to serve on probably 30 of these interviews about Pete Hegseth during the roundup to his being nominated. And Pete Hegseth is a huge threat to the establishment. This person is actually the quintessential leader of what you would expect in the Secretary of Defense, maybe not in today's notion, but in the traditional sense of, you know, a George Washington or some era like that when your republic really needs you. But right now we're coming off the realm of this position has been traditionally in the last 50 years done by a career politician. What I mean by that is Lloyd Austin, he was in the military for 40 years, but he really hadn't served in the battlefield for over 20. He had been connected to the defense industry. He'd been running around the Pentagon for the last 15 years. He hadn't been on the battlefield in the last 15, 20 years. He might have stepped foot in Afghanistan for 5 minutes to get off a plane and check out some troops, but he never really served. And you can see how bad that was for our country. Not only did he go AWOL and violate the principles that he's supposed to enforce, but he was responsible for the botched Afghanistan removal, and he was also responsible for implementing DEI and these horrific programs that just drove a wedge between, you know, military morale. So being a person like Pete Hegseth, he's actually a warrior, a war fighter that's going to be connected to the people on the bottom. You know, myself, I grew up, you know, in the last 15 years being a huge Pete Hegseth fan because it's an American patriot that actually became successful. It did something with himself after he got out of the military. You're so used to hearing these stories about veterans suffering, veterans committing suicide, veterans, you know, needing a handout by the VA and needing a handout from our country because our country doesn't have enough resources to take care of them. We use and abuse them. We send them off to war. We tell them to be warriors and war fighters. And then we get them home and we tie their hands and we can't give them a helping hand. So with Pete Hegseth, it was a different story. You have a proven warrior, a man, a person that had actually been in three combat situations, Guantanamo Bay, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And then you take that coupled with a civilian job of being a Fox News host, able to communicate to the masses. You have the best man available for the job, and thank God they put him in.
Yep, we'll be back with more conversation after this. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back with retired Captain Douglas J. Earnest. And just a reminder for those of you, a week from today, we switch time slots to 11 a.m. Central. And we are going on satellite and streaming live on video, which will be uploaded to Rumble, which means you're going to get to see me in the flesh like we used to do on the old show. And, of course, then since we have our own server, that show is going to repeat on the KriegerFiles.com as well as being archived with everything properly labeled, of course, so you can easily find your favorite show on the KriegerFiles.com. And, of course, we will be streaming live over that website at the same time. So you can go to thekriegerfiles.com or catch us on Galaxy 19 Satellite through Global Star 3. Let's see. Douglas Ernst, I'm really proud of you, sir, that you actually got out, went to college, got a degree, understand finance and real estate. The thing that scares me about real estate now, and I wanted to ask you about this because, I mean, anybody that understands this thing and understands what the Fed is doing, the Fed and Trump are locked in a battle now to try to lower interest rates. But, of course, now all the gurus out there in real estate are afraid that if they lower interest rate like this, it's going to crank inflation up. What's your take?
No, that great question. You know, we saw in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, that article that we've hit the 1995 low of real estate. So we're looking at almost a 30-year low in new home sales. And that, you know, what that means to the American people is the American people's dream of having a home is gone. You know, 1995, I came out of the military for my first stint, and things were really tough out there. Interest rates were a little bit higher than they were right now. They were around 7.5% for a home loan. Now they're around 6.5%. But this is coming off of decades of historically low interest rates. And the previous administration, everybody knows in this country, as you look at the map, how it turned red, you know, on election night, how bad the Biden-Harris administration did for our country and the decisions they made that just were just destroyed the American dream and put people's pockets upside down. It basically took the money out of people's pockets. And they shipped our money overseas. They gave it to endless wars. They gave it to people coming across the border that had no business being in our country. And they did all these policies that were just awful to the American people. And then it hit the housing market worse over the last course of the year. So right now, you know, that's a great question. It's a catch 22. If you raise the rates, you might hit inflation, but if you lower rates, you could spark, you know, new home interest and have the housing market go up. There's a delicate balance that the Trump administration is going to have to argue for. And I would tell you, if you have a person that's worth over $10 billion, that's out there fighting for the American people, that gets up every day and goes to work because they want to, not because they have to, or they want to have, you know, dirty money coming from their pocket and their bank, their pocketbook for their fellow family members. You got the right person for the job, and Donald Trump's going to pick the people to make the right decisions, and he's going to pick these answers that we need to have answered so that it's a good thing and good homage is done for the American people.
In order to accomplish all of this, I think that we're going to have to flush out the rhinos out of Congress, because I think that's going to be one of, I mean, this is the same thing that happened with Pete Hegseth, because you've got all these people that are making money off of these defense contractors. And I mean, here you're making money selling Corvettes. And I mean, being a retired service officer and having served in the wars, actually, you know, boots on the ground, you got to wonder, I mean, not everybody has that same opportunity, but then again, they actually do if they just put their mind to it. I mean, look what you did. I mean, you got out, you went to college, you did all the right things, and now you run a dealership, even though, you know, life right now in this day and age is a struggle with just about every business out there. And then, of course, being locked down during the pandemic, I mean, that was all planned, and people didn't understand what was going on, and then you've got all this money, billions of dollars, tens of billions, flowing over to Ukraine on a war we should have never gotten involved in, but then we find out that there's junk going on over in Ukraine that the U.S. and the Biden administration apparently has some sort of, you know, interest in, and it's not just Burisma with his son Hunter, but then, you know, you don't seem to be one advocating to fight more wars. You want peace in our time.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, after being in the war when I was 17 years old and 18 years old, and then seeing, you know, Gulf War II, I was on the border of Mexico and saw extreme poverty as my sisters and brothers were shipped off to Gulf War II. I've watched, you know, my fellow soldiers that worked for me in the military go to Guantanamo Bay, go back to Iraq, go to Afghanistan 2-3 times, and to see senseless war, money wasted over those years, and someone just not come and make, you know, great decisions for the American people that not only save American lives, but that save American tax dollars. You know, right now we got $186 billion of our tax dollars that was given to Ukraine to fight this senseless war that I believe personally would have never happened if Donald Trump was elected president back in 2020. But it is what it is, and he was not the president, so we had somebody get us into these senseless wars. Even though we're not participating with boots on the ground, we sure as hell paid for it with the American tax dollars, paying $186 billion. People can't put food on the kitchen table, but yet we're giving $186 billion. That's billion to the other nation to go fight wars that shouldn't have happened in the first place. So yeah, am I pissed off? Yeah, I've been pissed off for the last 3 years watching my American, you know, that I fought for decades, you know, and served in the military just get slaughtered, and see, you know, watch the mainstream media not only watch step by step the Biden-Harris administration take every step they can to destroy America. It was like they were doing it on purpose to see how we can hurt our country and hurt our American people. And then to sit back and watch my mainstream news media praise it and tell us how good it is. Well, I can tell you, I work with everyday people that work at Corvette Warehouse. I work with everyday people that are veterans that are struggling. And the majority of people that are not wealthy in this country are struggling just to make ends meet. Things that cost a dollar years ago now cost two. Your food costs more. Your energy costs more. And your cars and your houses cost more. The American dream seems like it was so far out of reach. And it seemed like there was no hope in sight. And then the mainstream media is turning around and telling you Kamala Harris is going to win, and she's going to do all these great things and continue to bring millions of people into our country to take American jobs and to bring security risk to our country. And I looked and I watched the border wide open. 20 years ago, I was on that border risking my life during Desert Storm 2. I was out there watching for terrorists to come through. We would actually stop people that came across the border. We would apprehend them. We were involved in the intelligence part of it, but we would apprehend these people and we would put them in jail and then send them home. We would look for terrorists from other nations. We would vet people when they came across the border and we would send them back when they were not supposed to be here legally. And all that just went out the window the last 4 years. And it was so bad, horrific for our country. And I sat back and I watched it. And about a year ago, when I decided to write my book, I just had enough. I said, you know, my hero was beat down the last 3 or 4 years, Donald Trump. He was, you know, out there fighting for the American people day after day when he was working in his administration. And now we have this derelict come in, who's not even in charge because somebody else was running the country from behind the scenes, come in and make all these decisions and just pull it out of their whimsical ass and try to make something out of it and just completely turned our country upside down. So, yeah, I was pissed off. I was so frustrated with our country that I decided I was going to write my book. I was going to get my story out there. I was going to get out there and do these interviews. And right now you can hear my voice. My voice is like this because I've been on the damn phone interviewing these programs that are going on right now. And I got 2 more interviews right after you. I can sit back and I can be quiet and I can keep my mouth shut. My wife told me, well, we'll just change the way we live and we'll stop spending money. And I said, well, why are we going to live like that? Why are we going to sit back and let someone just destroy our country? I got to do my part. I got to do something and step up. So I started going out and talking about Donald Trump and talking about how good things were when he was a president and the things he could do to help our country. And I, too, in the back of my mind, didn't believe it was possible because the American people were lied to by the mainstream media, 100% lied to us, like they've been lying to our country for the last 20 years. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the wars. I know that you can have a great military and you can lead through strength. And that's what Pete Hegseth has ran on. That's what he argues, and that's what he's going to do. And what that is, you build your American warfighters to be the strongest they could ever be with their ability. You fund your military 110% of what they need to get the job done. And then you train your people like you're going to war every day. And guess what? When you have the best warfighters on the planet and you have the most highly funded military in the world, you will not have to go to war because nobody can counter that effect. So you have peace by strength. And that's what Ronald Reagan did. And that's some of the best presidents in the history of our country have led with that type of framework. And it's been extremely successful. The Biden administration of downsizing the military, putting transgenders in charge and, you know, giving everybody DEI, critical race theory, and pitting people against each other because of their color of their skin was awful for the military. I can't tell you how many friends of mine have got out of the military that were outstanding soldiers in the last 5 years. And I say, America's back. Good times are ahead. Trust your government, the government that you elected, and Pete Hegseth is going to get the job done.
Well, I'm hoping so. Retired Captain Douglas J. Ernest, CorvetteWarehouse.com. That's where you go. And you can get a copy of the book through that website. Thank you, sir, for your service once again, for joining us here on the show. Yeah, I always wondered, you know, when we had Afghanistan and the withdrawal, I knew we were in trouble. So Pete Hegseth has quite a bit of work ahead of him because we've got to upend all of this bad behavior for the last 4 years. But I think we can get it done. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.